Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your sticker is on my office door.
Ah, really?
And the back of mine.
That's right.
On the front of mine is, where have you seen Luke?
That's right. Oh, no, yeah. Have you seen him? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well,
and I have.
Well, that's got a double meaning for people at Hasbro, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyone asked you about that?
No. Yeah, it's crazy. Nobody cares about him.
Luke who?
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we are in... This is just, you know... I just started out as a humble podcaster in Australia. Now I'm in some executive lounge in New York.
Ceramic ducks flying on the wall.
Oh, really? This is the problem. You guys are so used to all these toys that you're looking at the ducks on the wall.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, what are those made of? Like, are the wings articulated?
And those from England would know that that's like Coronation Street, which is not a great thing. So anyway, there's a little insider joke for the British people.
Right, there you go.
I am here just dazzled because, you know, there's a lot of great toys in this room, but I am with a 6-inch boxed and loose Mendo figure. Now, I'm not someone that has much national pride in, it's just like, whatever, we're one planet. But when Melbourne-born Ben Mendelsohn came out at Celebration dressed as Krennic, I was just like, I love my country. I love everything about it.
I should have said Melbourne middle meddling management. I'll get it for next time.
Well, someone, because, you know, back home, he's called Mendo. That's like, you know, Australians love to, yeah. So
yes,
when someone actually sent me one of the listeners sent me, there's a cardboard cutout because it's like an ongoing thing in the podcast where they're excited about Mendo. And on Amazon, I clicked it and I was like, oh, that's the wrong name. It's got Krennic. It's Mendo. Like, I forget that's not his character's name. Mm-hmm. So with Joe and Steve from Hasbro, you just had the panel and I loved it because the internet came alive and started yelling at you with so many different complaints.
Oh,
is it weird that, you know, like when you work in the toy industry, you think you've got a fairly Willy Wonka-like existence that you're just making all these great
things? He was pretty disturbed.
Like, do you think people went up to Willy Wonka's gates and started yelling about how the gobstoppers weren't the right size this year?
They lasted too long.
Yeah. My father died before he finished it.
Yes.
So you just had Force Friday or Rogue whatever day or whatever. No one knows what it was called, but we were there. It was great fun. And it seemed as though, I'm not sure if it's just because of maybe not as much demand or I was in a different country this time, but I was so pleasantly surprised. I was at Burbank Toys R Us, and after everyone had hit it up, there were still things left on the pegs for the next day. Like, was that... Like, what sort of lessons were learnt from last year where there was more empty pegs and puddles of tears on the ground?
Yeah. Well, for starters, we definitely had a better stock situation this year. So, you know, we had said last year, you know, we knew Force Friday was going to be big. We tried to get everything we could to retailers in time, but there was certainly a shortage, and we replenished quickly thereafter, but... You know, this time was great because we've had a lot of people tell us that they were able to go get what they wanted, and you know, they waited in line and they'd actually have something to show for it, which is good. So yeah, I mean, we had a much better situation in terms of getting product to shelf early enough to meet demand.
It certainly isn't a case of everything's a peg warmer,
right?
So,
damned
if you do, damned if you don't. So you know, I'd rather there be stuff there for people to go and get, because I'm like you, I kind of went in and went over the next sort of the 2-3 days afterwards, and there was some. There was stuff I could get, which is I like. That's good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a big difference between a peg warmer and there's stock.
Yeah, right. Like, exactly. I'd rather be this extreme than the other.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. For real. Now, with the movies coming out every year, like, how intense has your jobs become? Like, you guys, back in the day, had 3 years, and we got every Nemoidian you could dream of, and many Padmes. Like, is there a risk that what we don't get, say for Rogue One, what we don't get in this year is it a risk that those characters will fall to the wayside? Yeah.
It's interesting. You're right, because there are thousands of characters. Now there's going to be even more thousands of characters. And we try and... There's not necessarily a hard, fast formula, but we certainly align clearly to the latest movie of that year. Mm-hmm. And then we try and pepper in stuff that we've missed from previous movies. Like, you'll see some Ep7 stuff. You'll see... We've already released, you know, announced classics like Imperial Royal Guard. So it's important to kind of keep those more unusual characters, or ones that aren't necessarily on screen this year, but know that they're on screen in DVDs like that for eternity. So it's a good challenge to have, because there's lots of things we can draw from. Clearly, I can't, you know, we can't please everybody immediately. Yeah. Like, I can't release every figure that everybody wants next month. But it's a good problem to have. Like,
the Q&A sort of brought up that, like, what a hard position that they're in, because all collectors have different things they want.
Absolutely.
And then you've got different age groups. You've got the problem that you're dealing with kids of many different ages.
Yes.
And you've sort of got
us two.
Sort of got the Goldilocks situation of too warm, too cold, but you've got 10 different Goldilockses coming in with different porridge needs. Yeah. Is this metaphor going too far? Yeah.
Some don't even like porridge. No, some are just granola only.
There you go.
Or Greek yogurt. No, you make a very good point. And it's always going to be impossible. And that's okay, because it's at least we have people we care, that care about our product. Mm. So at least when we do stuff, people are going to like it. But equally, people aren't going to like some of the choices we make. And that's just part of it.
I'll say too, it's tough for us too, because I mean, you know, you'll see us start to get heated on a panel too, and we have these conversations and we're asked the same questions over and over, because we truly want to give everybody what they want, you know. it's like you know, we know that there are, you know, groups of collectors that really want this, and they feel like that is the core of Star Wars and we should be doing more of it, and it is a balancing act. And you know, we try to obviously bolster the line that makes the most sense for the most amount of people and is the greatest good, but we also want to do things that, you know, that's the thing with Star Wars. There's so many different people that want their version of Star Wars. How can we do as much of it as possible?
And that's why it's successful. That's why Star Wars resonates with people, because it's theirs. They own it.
Exactly.
Everyone owns it. I own it, you own it as much as anybody else owns it. And it's trying to give that to people. But
I'm going
to
bring that up at the next Disney board meeting.
You do that. And at the same time, it's passing it on. It's like we're collectors of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
We fell in love with Star Wars, I'm going to assume, when we were young, collecting the toys. Like, if we don't do that or foster that as collectors, we owe it to the kids to do it. Other collectors, there won't be anything left. So, important.
There was talks of exciting things for the 40th anniversary, and there was also a talk of playsets of things that we could talk about in the future. Could those two things correlate?
They could do, or maybe they won't.
Mm. How's that for
an answer? We got some really cool stuff for next year.
Awesome.
Fun, cool stuff.
Yep.
And
one thing we were talking about with, you know, when we were kids was, the thing I loved was the back of the cards. All the figures were there. Collect them all. Very demanding, but I did it because I do what I'm told.
Yeah.
That has been dropped in recent years. Is there a thought process behind that? Do kids now just look at the pictures on the internet?
There's a little bit of that. You'll know, because, you know, you've just looked at the back of a pack. There's a lot of legal stuff on there. There's a lot of multilingual stuff we do to kind of make efficiencies in how we get this to everybody. That takes up a lot of room, far less than in 1977.
Yeah.
Checklists are important. The internet is a hotbed of checklists and people talking about this and get this and variants, like variants. Mm. You know, back in the old days, it was like, is that brown hair Luke or yellow hair Luke? And now it's every little variant is picked up. So a checklist is whatever you want to make it. But checklists are important.
Yeah, they are. We actually have one coming out very soon. More collector-driven, just so everybody knows what's out there.
I'm not sure if this is an internet old wives' tale, but that you can't put things on the back of the packet that aren't available. Is there any truth to this? Some law or consumer?
Well, it's our own sort of, I'm going to say law, that's a little extreme, but we don't want to cross-sell something that's not out yet because we don't want people being disappointed and not be able to find things.
Okay.
In some cases, if it's coming out soon, we could say coming soon or coming whenever. But yeah,
so that's more of a policy that's being misconstrued.
Sure, yeah. We don't want a kid, you know, be, I want that figure so bad, and mom having to explain, well, he's not out for another 6 months, and, you know.
There's one thing I want to finish up with that is might be a touchy subject, I don't know, but there was product that was released too early. The part, you know, before the release date, fans got them, photographed them, put them on the internet, and by reports were then sort of like legally told to take them down. Maybe this isn't your guys' department, but is there any way you can comment on that?
Well, you're talking about recently?
Yeah, because it seems it's like once they're out in the open, in the ether, it's like the public domain. They haven't, it's not like a leaked photo. It's in a Walmart.
Yeah, I actually had not heard about any kind of, you know, legal involvement with these recently. We try to have everything set the same day, and inevitably, we're talking about millions of hands on these products around the world, so inevitably something is going to get out early. If you happen to buy something at a store and that's now yours, certainly it is what it is. Mm. In the past, you know, we've had instances where something had leaked out that, you know, would potentially spoil something for the movie, and that's something we take very seriously, and our partners at Disney and Lucasfilm do too.
The irony of that is, mm-hmm. I didn't hear about that figure coming out until the Gulf War.
So it's a balance. I mean, you know, we don't really get involved with that, but our powers that be do, and it really is a case-by-case basis. But yeah, I mean, if you buy something at a store, that's certainly, you didn't do something wrong.
So, thanks for the panel. Figures look great. Mendo.
Nice.
Keep him coming.
You got it.
And we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Very good.
Thank you. Good to speak to you.
Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed that pretty fun chat with Joe and Steve from the Hasbro Star Wars team. If you're new to the podcast, maybe you just tuned in because you wanted to hear what the Hasbro guys had to say, please check out the back episodes of the Steel Wars podcast. Fun, lighthearted, but passionate conversations with Star Wars cast and crew and so much more. You can check it all out at steelwars.com. Subscribe free on iTunes, or if you are on iPhone or an iPad, you can download our free iPhone, iPad app, which enables you to download and stream all the current episodes. Tomorrow we will have the full panel up of the Star Wars Writers Roundtable at New York Comic Con with Kieran Gillian, E.K. Johnson, James Luceno, Charles Soule, Chuck Windegg, Timothy Zahn, and Jennifer Heddle, discussing all things of writing Star Wars, whether it's for novels or comics. A really fun panel to attend. And then the next day, we will have the Steel Wars part of the New York Comic Con Megapod, where Rogue One, a Star Wars podcast for winners, the Star Wars Underworld, and Steel Wars teamed up for a very late night, slightly alcohol-infused Star Wars chat. I can't remember what happened, so I'm very excited to hear that episode. You can follow all the goings-on of Steel Wars at Steel Wars, STEELEWARS, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you're on iTunes, even if you're not, log in for a second and write us a sweet 5-star review. It bumps us up the rankings and makes me feel warm inside. Of course, Steel Wars is part of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network for a plethora, of great Star Wars content. Head to makingstarwars.net, hit the podcast network link, and you will be linked to tons of top shelf Star Wars content, each coming from a different angle. I know the new Making Star Wars Now This Is Podcasting episode is up with all the week's news, so go check that out if you have not already. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the chat. If you did, why don't you retweet it or share it on Facebook? But until we next speak, may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.